really enjoys you to be your story. So being a multi-life intuitive, I, Natasha Venter, really enjoy giving you your truth, giving you your story, helping you through your story that is your truth. Sometimes I bring in perspectives, understandings that might not necessarily align with you, but that's okay with me. I want it to be okay with you wherever I give and whatever I do. And I'm going to be in the story of today about, oh my gosh, how do you work with your energies around you? I know for me lately, I've been struggling myself, but it's giving me a perspective to help you. And that's what I want to do, is help you. So my intention is always, if you find a sentence in this story and if you find something that can help you out, I would love it for that to happen. And if you know that, if you know someone who's sensitive to the energies and they're having a hard time working with sound, with people's conversations, with other things, or just, you know, a lot of activity, like going into a grocery store, I please share this, because I want to support them in this journey. And I have a cat in here, my kitten, and I'm actually probably going to take him out, because me being in here, I don't want him to get the idea he can play with something. So I should have gotten him. So I'm going to do this real quick. My little boy Rocky is growing up, but he still has his lovely ears and he's still my little joy. Even though right now he's being a 5-month, 6-month old kitten and saying, what can I play with? What can I do? Huh? But that's the energy we have right now, is there's a lot of this kind of energy out there. So I'll be right back as I shut the door. So, sorry, Instagram, didn't mean to drop you. Okay. So going into this, today's show is going to be on a lot of these knowings and how to negotiate them. And I apologize. I knew intuitively that I should have put him outside, but at the same time, I was going to try it. And I might have to wait till after he's a year old to get him to be able to come in here, because he's a monkey see, monkey do. So if he sees it, he's going to play with it. So with that, if I open up a drawer, he knows so it's in the drawer. If I open up a cabinet, he knows what's in the cabinet. But that's what energy is, right? If you open up a door, the energy's in there. So going into that. And also, too, I wanted to kind of do a little checklist on my day today, is that I am so like, I'm not in a rebranding moment, but I'm in a kind of this big shift moment with names and labels and stuff. And I've gratefully been around a lot of wonderful friends and a lot of people who, me being dyslexic, I kind of have problems with words, and words aren't necessarily all there for me in the context. But I have a couple of names that I would love to give you, to give you a stretch and pull conversation about what my new name for my podcast. And there's been a couple that came to me and these are the ones that kind of discerned out, and today was another day of discerning out. And let's see here. Let me give you. Okay, so one of these is, and if you like them, please. I mean, I'm just going to give you a chance to resonate with them. Don't need to give me an answer yet. Intuitive Clarifications Podcast. Would that be good for me? Intuitive Clarifications Podcast, or. Let's see, where is it at? Or like my girlfriend said, why don't you do this? Intuitive Clarifications is the podcast. Then add on Opening New Knowings with Natasha. I kind of like that. So it would be, the podcast name would be Intuitive Clarifications and then Opening to New Knowings with Natasha. I like that one. As we're going into this story of finding ourselves and doing these things, these are the things that are coming into my understanding and my reference. So going into that, I was just wondering if you kind of like that one or not. I've had a couple other names that have been kind of tapping on me. And like I started out with Inspirations to Know You, would be one of them. Wisdom's to know you. But there's been so many names that came to me intuitively and they were taken. So I've been in this focus of wanting to rebrand, because every day with an angel, it says who I am, what I walk every day. I carry love with no judgment. I love people and I love to be with people and their knowings and stuff like that. But I really want to give a more description on what does this podcast do for you. And I'm going to be starting to go into some clarifications of life. Where do we come from? What are we doing? What is the star beings around us? What is the fairy kingdom that I, but remember, what is the dragons that I understand? Because we're in the year of the dragon with Chinese New Year, and I never really described that. So going into this, there's going to be a lot of stretch and pull with this conversation on these shows for you to bring in your own spirituality. So I don't know. I don't know if you like that title or not, if that was a good title or not for you to, you know, because I'm looking for references and how people, you know, hear it, because you have a way of hearing things that I don't necessarily hear it. Another one was, what was it? Finding the you in you. But I also want to start bringing other dimensions, not always just talking about how you live your life, because, you know, when we bring in a lot of different things, like the near-death experience opportunities, that there's a lot of things that can help you in your life just by stretching and pulling a little bit of your understanding. So that's my intention, and I'm sticking to it. So intuitive clarifications, opening to new knowings with Natasha. I like the ring of that. Now the podcast would be called Intuitive Clarifications. Then the subtitle would be Opening to New Knowings with Natasha. Or it could be Opening to New Knowings with Natasha. That could be the podcast also, because I think that's even open. But let's get back to the story that we're sticking not to it, obviously, today. And that is, how do you deal with the energies around you? How do you deal with the energies around you? That's a question I would like to hear, is how do you deal with the energies around you? I know for me lately, oh my gosh, the vibration of other people's tones in their voices have just been like on a chalkboard. I've been hypersensitive, but me being the spiritual person that I am, I've actually started getting more open to the energies. So when this is a perspective I would like to maybe have you see, is that sound has vibration waves in it. And even somebody looking at you can have a vibration wave in it. So when we are hearing, seeing, and feeling something, there's three different vibrations we can be getting. And I know me in the intuitive dance that I'm walking in right now, in the understanding where I'm at right now with my body and my emotions and my story, that I am feeling those vibrations coming to me. And the sound of certain sounds have just been, I can feel the hair inside my ears vibrating. I can feel the hair in my ears vibrating. And I don't know if you are feeling this, but how do you deal with something like this? Because this is a conversation I'd like to have, is, you know, how do you deal with this kind of thing? For me, I put on an energetic mufflers or earmuffs, mufflers, but mufflers muffle sound, right, on cars, but muffle, or, you know, but at the same time, now that still doesn't help. And I know that one day that I was going dancing and the sound of the music was so lovely, but loud. It just was loud. So I put like little pieces of tissue paper or Kleenex in my ears just to put a little bit of something between me and it. And it brought it down a vibrational difference. And that's the thing, is that sometimes the sound isn't bad, but it's the vibration that it's at can be off. Now, the one thing, looking back on that day, that I didn't say, that I like to say, let me attune to the energies of the now. Because I can tell you that when I use that mantra, let me attune to the energies of the now, a lot of times that vibration becomes a little bit more gentle. When we're going into this story of the new knowings that we're coming into and the new energies we're coming into, we're going to find that we're in the vibration that's a little bit more harsh, because there is so much more out there. We're not just hearing and feeling and sensing the 3D world around us. No, we're actually hearing and sensing and feeling the energies of the spirit world around us. And I don't know if you recognize that, but not this last weekend, but the weekend before. Oh my gosh, I was in a doorway where the spirit world literally opened up like a zipper. And my girlfriend, who's very intuitive, we actually did a video on it. I did a four-part video on it. And it's only on certain platforms. My YouTube, it was also on TikTok, and it was on Instagram. I think it was on Instagram. So I only did it on certain ones because that was taking a long time to load up, for one. And, you know, going into this, that when we go into our story and the vibration of where we're at, that it's interesting, what are we really feeling? So going into this, recognize maybe a little bit more that we cannot do our life the way we've always done it. This is a new beginning that we're walking into. We're walking into a new understanding. And that's why I'm called to actually change my podcast name again. And I do not like changing things, but it's calling to go in. And it's because it's time to claim a little bit more of who we are and what we're doing in this physical body and this physical knowing. Because as we're going, yes, we have our soul around us. Our bodies are the skeleton of our soul. So going in, our souls have this vibration. And yes, it's a great protector. But at the same time, though, our senses, our five senses, six senses actually is what it is. But our five senses of our physical body, taste, smell, sense, and then hearing, right? So that's... I think that's five. In my conversation mode, not counting mode, that going into this, that we all have our senses and they're coming in different, just like me talking right now. And I'm going to tone my vibration down because I'm even vibrating how I'm talking. Ain't that a statement? I'm even feeling like I'm vibrating at a different vibration. Have you felt like that lately? I'm wondering, you know, because as we're going forward, if I'm speaking of something, I'm letting you know that at some point in time, you may be feeling this. And I was talking to my friend someone who's working for me, talking about redoing my YouTube channel, and putting up different playlists in it. So that how the planets interact, because she was looking at a lot of my older videos and she goes, gosh, this is great information for now. And that was put up 5 years ago because I had insights on how to work with the energies even then. These are lifetime knowings, many multi-lifetime knowings that I speak to you of. So coming into this vibration, I attune to the energies of the now of myself. I attune to the energies of the now of myself. Ooh. I am knowing that I am a vibration myself. Ooh, isn't that a concept? I am a vibration myself. If the table has a vibration, if the paper has a vibration, if the phone has a vibration, have you ever noticed how much energy is in your phone when you are charging it? I can't even lay it anywhere around me because it gets me. So going into this, that when you're feeling these new things, do not feel like you're going crazy. You're not. Actually, there's a sense of that. And there's a new study out there that I'm not claiming this study at all, but it kind of gave me a little bit of knowing because I do, sorry, I got a hair in my eye, that I do kind of run at a ADHD moment in my life. I'm very interactive in my life. And with that vibration, I'm noticing that as I've been calming myself down and saying, I can be in this moment, I can be in this vibration, I'm safe in this moment, I'm safe in this knowing, that when I go into this understanding, that it hits a little differently in the way that vibration hits me or taps in me. And that's the thing is that I work in elementary school, and I can use this as an example. Sorry, this hair is really driving, you know, talking about irritations, that, you know, going in and doing this vibration of the children of our days, they don't really realize that they are responsible for the energy they bring to a room. So they scream and they're yelling, they're being free, they're having fun. I hate taking their fun away, but oh my gosh, sometimes when they scream like a girl scream, it goes through me. It literally goes through me. And so, you know, getting that kind of classification, that there's this classification that people who are ADHD and they are sensitive to sounds and beings, and, you know, they're empaths. They're more empathic about their story. So going into this, that, you know, if you are one of your knowings of this, you're not crazy. You're not going anywhere. And even me with my sense of smell, it's heightened in a way. And it's actually getting more heightened. Love you through it. And I know that I use a form of protection that is love. And this love can be as big as I want it, and it goes out as far as I need it to. So that vibration helps. When I say I'm going to protect myself, I do it with love. And you know how tough love is? Ooh, you don't cross someone with tough love. It's a boundary. It's a boundary. And in that love, by the time that it filters through, then it filters through and it changes that energy. So going into this, think about how do you protect yourself? I bring a rainbow over me, through me, into Mother Earth. So I'm protected 360. And that love boundary, the things that come through get transformed. So if something starts out angry, how's it going to be by the time it gets to me? Or if I'm angry, how's it going to go by the time it gets to that other person? It's going to be a little different. So going into this energy field that we're going into, that thinking our vibration is going to change, our understanding is going to change. How many of you, your diet's changing? Because the food has a different vibration to it. Ooh, that was the one that I didn't say was the sense, the taste. So how is the vibration of food sitting with you? Makes you go, Because we're in this understanding that life is changing around us. And if we're all in the mix-up of the spiritual awakening. And if you want to know a little bit about the spiritual awakening, watch my 4-point series on where my friend Michelle and I were out dancing one night. So coming into this understanding of your vibration, we are responsible for the energies we bring to a room. But what happens if you say, I attune to the energies of the now? Let my energy and the energies around me be in attunement with each other. Doesn't that feel like that you might be a little bit more in alignment with the energies around you and the energies in alignment with you? That's a huge mantra that I use daily, sometimes hourly. Another mantra that I use is, your energy is your energy, mine is mine. Yours is yours, mine is mine. Yours is yours, mine is mine. Yours is yours, mine is mine. And I do that when I'm in a room with a lot of people. Your energy is your energy, mine is mine. Yours is yours, mine is mine. Yours is yours, mine is mine. And just saying those words, it's amazing how you feel almost like the suction cup of and things are separating out. So when we're coming into this knowing and this understanding that a lot of people are still stuck in the 3D world, but if your spirit world and your understandings are growing and changing and leveling up, I'm going to call it, even though there's nothing wrong with being in a 3D world, there's really nothing. A lot of people are happy in that world. Not for me to say. Your truth is your truth. But the thing is, though, our vibration is changing, and what are we going to do with it? So going into this, sometimes we have to do something physical when something physical is interacting with us. That's why I mentioned that I put like little pieces of tissue, not used, fresh to new tissue, and put it in my ears. Because then that takes that vibration of the sound being so loud coming in. I go to dance with a lot of live bands, and sometimes those bands, if you're on this side of the stage, the bass guitar is a little bit more louder, or if you're on that side, maybe there's other equipment that's a little bit louder. So going into this, that helps balance everything out. And nobody needs to know that you have it in your ears. But you being you and you being more comfortable, just like that there's somebody, let's say your boss or a friend or somebody's laugh that just irritates you lately. It's not that they're wrong and it's not that you don't love them still, but it's that story of that vibration is not necessarily tapping with you lately. So I would suggest maybe when you go to the bathroom, putting something in your ears just to negotiate it just a little bit differently. And then I attune to the energies of the now. I attune to the energies of the people around me and the people around with me. And we're all in alignment together. So doing this interaction of who we are and what we're doing, that our vibration is changing on this planet. Have you felt an earthquake in your lifetime? That sometimes is the way that the vibration is hitting us. So in the story of what we're doing and what we're going into, it's time to really honor who you are and believe that you're not going crazy, that you are very much in the midst of a spiritual awakening. And a spiritual awakening is not always comfortable. Not always comfortable. Shadow work. Doing the work that you have to go in and look into yourself because the universe says you have no choice. Oh, been there too many times to count. That when we look at that, it's not always comfortable. But coming through the other end of it, coming out, standing up and feeling like, heck, I did it. Guess what? You've just leveled up. Not to say the lower level was wrong, but there's something about getting into this new understandings. And if you've been watching any spiritual shows around anywhere. They have talked about 2024 as a year to wake up, that we're going to start changing things. The star beings, they've been coming to our planet for manillion of years, since the earth was even before being made. So before the earth was being made, that, yes, I watched the earth being made in a past life, that coming down into this understanding that they have just, since we have become less spiritual, you know, fearing God, fearing this, fearing that, fearing this other thing, fearing society, man, woman, and child, deemed that you're doing more negative than positive, that lowered the vibration of our planet. So everything was at a lower vibration. So the vibration wasn't up around our heads. Now the vibration is rising up. Ooh, I didn't realize that was a new knowing to me. I guess I'm open to it. You know what they talk about? Are you really channeling? I channel all the time. It just, perspectively, it depends on who's coming through the back door here, because they always come in this way. So coming in, the vibration, that explains a lot. That the vibration, and I'm only 5 foot, so that vibration's around, 3 1/4, level is at the ears. So coming up into this vibration, boy, that was an insight for me. Huh, boy. You guys are seeing me as an aha moment. I've been getting a lot of them lately. I'm seeing this vibration. It's almost like the top of an ocean of waves that I'm seeing here. Because my ears are really vibrating at this moment. And they're very stuffy. They're feeling very off. Yes, I had a little dairy. That can have a little bit of problems too. But that vibration is here. And I do not want it to be like a choppy ocean. I want it to be calm. So I'm going to ask for it to calm itself down. Ah, there we go. And I can feel the waters, the energy underneath it, calming down too. So now I'm going to discern out with my body. Yes, this is partly the dairy that I had that is in the fallopian tubes here. So I'm going to rub on my fallopian tubes here. Right. Yeah. So going into this. Sorry about that. So going into this. See, there's ways of negotiating the world around you. But attuning to the energies, allowing the energies to be more calm around you. You can ask energy to do that. Did you know you can ask energy to change around you? You can. And that's the thing is that even the people around me, like I walked into a classroom today with a kid throwing a fit like a toddler. He's a first grader. I understand he had emotions. Honored him through his emotions. But like I told him, that you are not a preschooler. You are a first grader. So you cannot throw yourself around the room like a first grader throwing a tantrum. You got to be a first grader dealing with the emotions that you have. And I can honor you the emotions that you're sad, you're hurt, and you want. But you cannot hurt somebody else. And you cannot irritate somebody else because of it. But you can sit here and be with those emotions. I will support you in being in those emotions, but you cannot hurt me or other people because of it. So I tuned his energy down like a pendulum. He was going like this as I have my hand swinging back and forth like a pendulum for those watching on or listening to the podcast later. And my pendulum was going a little slower, but I had to speed up a little for him so I can meet his energy. And it was going like this. Okay. So what I did was I slowed my breathing down. And what happened to him? I spoke a truth, and my truth is never to be somebody else's truth, but my truth is a perspective to help someone else be their better self. I never just want to dishonor somebody's emotions. But how do we throw our emotions around? We are responsible for who we are. So what ended up happening to his energy? It calmed down. Wrong or right, I was human in the moment also, but I wanted to let you know that he was in safe hands. And I told him later, you're doing a good job. Look at you. I know you're still hurt. I can see it in your face. I can see that you're still sad. And can I give you a hug for them? But I'm so proud of you for being able to be here the way you are in a calmer body. Now, if he was at home, wanted to throw himself on the bed, there's sometimes where I throw myself on the bed. But I'm in a safe place where I'm not affecting anybody else. And that's the vibration that I'm asking people to hold on to is that we carry a vibration. So if we're around other people, we're responsible for that energy. And going into this, that we never know who and what is going through something. I had a lot of emotional kids around me today. It took me a minute when I got in the car just to breathe, sit down, relax, and be myself. Because we do pick up other people's energies. There's a reason why a dog shakes after a situation. Have you ever looked at them? Why does a dog shake after a situation that they go through? When they come in from outside, maybe, or or somebody is there and they just got done being petted. They shake off the energy. Have you tried shaking? Ooh, it's pretty good. Have you tried clapping? That's always nice. I also like to use, like I said, I use love as my protection. That sometimes I ask my love to open up and be a little bit more cleansed, just kind of ask love to cleanse itself. So being you and going into this new energy, I hope that there's some of these tools that really helped you out, because we're coming into a new knowing. We're coming into this. We've been set up for success for the last 12, 13, 15, 18 through 300 years, 500 years, 700 years, million years, whatever it's been, to become this human self that we are now and going to become. So all this energetic work, all this spiritual work, all this shadow work is going into that darkness that and these stories of our past past lives. In other words, when we were younger or when we were 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever age we are, of this body, that going into this vibration, that this shadow work that we're doing is really going to support us in being in a new heightened self. Because every time that we go through something on a more negative side, it can always give us the potential, if we choose to take it, to become a more enlightened self. Because every time that I have said a story, like I was having a conversation with my husband, and it was an old trigger that got triggered, and I'm using that word wisely, an old trigger that got triggered, and through that trigger, I realized by observing myself that I actually was healing a part of me that didn't have a voice for many, 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 many years while he was drinking. And understanding that, knowing that I needed to have a voice and wanted to have a voice. And then the last couple conversations I had with him about that time, because it was something that we both apologized for, it was something that we both knew we needed to work through. I gave him credit because he was different through it. And I explained why I had that scenario that I was having. And being able to do that helped me to heal my story, my understandings, my wisdom. So going into this, who are you going to be? What are you going to be? It's going to be an amazing thing if we can get through the shadow work. Our world is going to be an amazing thing if we can go through our awakenings. And it's really worth it to go through it. So as a norm, I've been starting to channel a little bit more often. And right now, checking in. I'm feeling Jesus. You know, Easter's coming up soon. So he's hanging around a lot more people. Not that Easter happened at this time, but it's just part of that story of when they decided. Talk about someone who loves through pain, loves through story. Now, I'm going to make a disclosure here. When I channel, I do not go away all the way. But the one thing I do is I do not discern what is being said. I let it flow through freely. And there was a message that was given last week when I channeled that Michael gave, that I had somebody who questioned it. And it was in reference to Michael the singer. And this person, it was a personal message to that person. So if there is a personal message that you are getting, it was meant for you. If it doesn't make sense to you, it wasn't meant for you. So I, Natasha Venter, channel. I am still here to a little bit of ascent that I can still be here. It's a control thing for me. And I only channel certain people. But the energies come in here. That's why my face doesn't change all the way. That's why my voice doesn't change all the way. But I discern through the language. So even though I'm channeling my message now from my higher self and my guides, that the message is specifically from someone. And remembering your truth is your truth. I hope that gives a disclosure enough. And my energies come through my back. They don't come down over me. They come through me. And that's just how I've channeled most of my life. I've been a channeler my whole life. Until I had to learn to channel, then I couldn't channel. Ain't that funny? When you try to do something, it's hard to do it. But if you just do it, it happens. So, are you ready for Jesus? So if you're catching me in the middle of this channel, that's what's happening. And you may want to watch for that disclosure. I hope that this message gives you blessings on your journey. And then after that, I'll pull some oracle cards. Hello, children of the universe. You are such a blessing to be you. Coming into your story and understanding this new world that you're coming into, it is time to believe in you. The magic of your soul surrounding you, being with you, aligning with you, can be the gift of love for you. Let the wisdom of your knowings come forth during these times. As this dear one was told about the vibration, and as I am now with her, the vibration is changing. So going into this knowing of you and the story of you, it is time for you to understand that you can be with the energies of where you're at, even if you do not like them. There is always magic in this world. There's always magic in the knowings. So coming into this story, that no matter what situation you're in, the energies are always alignable to you. All it takes is you being willing, surrendering, accepting, and believing that you are in a different knowing and a reality. The dimensions and the worlds are going to be aligning to you. They are going to be with you in this new story. You will not recognize many things of yourself as you walk forward, because you are going to be stepping into many, many worlds and dimensions. Align to the energies where you are at, and that will help. Many have been witnessing things popping up for you. This one did the other day. Someone was walking down the street, but he did not walk down the street in front of her. He was there, though, later. That was a dimension change. As people have talked about, is the matrix system. We are all a part of that system. And there are glitches, but there are not the glitches that you would want to recognize. Do not be scared, my children. You chose to be here for this experience by your soul's journey. Your awakening is appeasing and loving your soul so much that it is so grateful that you are here. So think about your soul's witnessing in this human experience that you're in. Loving you through this will be a blessing. Remember that you do not need to fear the future. The future is not here. Be in the now. Practice the now, the energies of the now, because every time you practice something, your body aligns with it differently. Remember that breath is important. Breathing is a moment where you stop and be with the now and the recognizing of it. Your body is aligning with the energies of that now when you take a deep breath in. Take those deep breaths in and your body will recognize and be with love. Breathe out love. Breathe in love. Breathe out love. Breathe in love. And remember that I mentioned you last, because it's time to give yourself breath as you are going through what you are going through. Your physical world is what you are. The physical world is what you are. But you have this wonderful being around you and with you, and these beings and these stories and these guides that are helping you through it. So believe you are not alone. This room is so full of guides for this dear one that it's hard for her to swim through sometimes. And that is also the vibration that she hears. Because of the fact that the sound is getting so thick nowadays. Ask them to give you space, my dear child. Let them give you space. You can ask for your guides to give you space. And remember that this is your journey on this soul planet, at your time that you chose. So believe in your magic that you are, and know that you are loved. I love you. I, Jesus, give you blessings in your journey, because you are loved. You are blessed. You are knowing. I'm asking for divine healing so that you can heal all the troubles and the stories that you are. I'm asking that you get blessed for all the journey that you are, because you are the miracle of the story. Believe in your magic, my dear children. And I believe in you. I am so grateful for you, my children. You have come so far and have far to go, but that is not your soul journey. Your soul will come back and have another journey with another body. So hold on to this lifetime. This is important today for this journey. You are. Be your light when you can. Be your love when you can. And be you as often as you can. I love you, my children. Wow. Well, I hope whatever was said was helpful for you, because Jesus so loves you. Boy, that was big. That was big. Hi on Instagram. Thank you for showing up. So welcome to this journey. And I hope that whatever was said, because I do not discern out, to make this disclosure again, I do not discern out what was said. I do believe what I say was said through from Jesus through my mouth. And so I hope that that was helpful to you. And if anything was said that was one sentence that made sense to you, that message was for you. So would you guys, would anybody like an oracle card pulled for them? I am going to do, I think, my Gentle Creatures deck. Also, I am going to do, who wants to come out and play today? Let's see. We're going to do, this is a big deck. Hi, Veronica, Wisdom of Avalon. So those are the two. And while you are doing this, I am, like I said, thinking about change. I am knowing I'm going to change my podcast name. So did you like what I was mentioning at the beginning of the show? Intuitive clarifications. Intuitive clarifications, openings to the new knowings with Natasha. How do you like that? I don't know. Does it sing true? How does it sing true? Does that seem like something I would be? Intuitive clarifications, opening to new knowings with Natasha. Or I can do openings to new knowings with Natasha. I don't know. Those are open. I've looked on YouTube. I've looked on a lot of things. And so I'm just kind of looking for some reference. Because you hear things differently than I do sometimes. So okay, so Veronica, you would like, you like openings to the new knowings with Natasha. You like that? Well, yeah, that was something that I've gotten some wonderful things with. Yeah, thank you. Opening to the new knowings with Natasha. I'll have to look at that, really go into that. Thank you, Veronica, for giving me those to that perspective. So if on Instagram you'd like an oracle card pulled, and doing Gentle Creatures, And these guys, oh my gosh, they are like so loving. I found these the other day or the last summer, and it's like they have just been home for me. So this is for Veronica. Veronica, thank you for setting in and put out that, you know the story. Veronica, thank you for reaching out with that. So wake them up. So Veronica, put out your intention. Anybody else would like an oracle card? I would. Woo! Okay, you're not going to be getting half the deck, girl. I'm just saying. You are not getting half the deck. But if that tells you what the universe wants to tell you. Oh my gosh, and I cannot. Okay, so I'll just go through them real quick here. Okay. So, but I'm not going to read them all. So listen is one. So if you want to listen, nature, risk, the journey of your life is might be a risk right now. Uprooted, you know, we're all going through that uprooting. So what can you do to find that new root to hold on to where you're moving into? Sometimes we have to turn back to see how far we've come. Sometimes we have to turn back to understand where we're needing to go. Friendship, you're never alone, my dear. You are never alone. That your story is just now beginning, even though there's a lot of closures around you. But you're never alone. Spontaneity. Remember that opportunity sometimes comes across, but we have to be willing to jump. That's why I'm making all these decisions that I'm making right now, but I'm not leaping yet, because when I do need to leap, I'll have to know where I'm going to fall and jump, right? But spontaneity might be a little bit of the trick lately, because it's time to heal and ask for healing, because we can't always do the healing alone. So tapping in with your guides, because you are a gift. There are gifts in this world. Because it's time to create your new story. Create the fire. Was that fire? Yep. Create the fire. Create the passion. Create the knowing that you are not at the end of your road, but you're at the end of some roads. But you can create in the midst of endings, because you have the key always. You always have the key to begin, because you have great teaching skills, my dear. You have great teaching skills, but you might feel a little discombobulated. If you look at the picture, a little discombobulated while you're teaching, because it's time to learn, teach, teach, learn. Because there's peace in you when you take it, remembering to breathe. Sometimes we have to breathe when we first get in the car. Sometimes we have to breathe before we get out of the car. Remember to play along the way and be a witness of the play around you, because the universe is giving you an invitation to build your own home, to flourish, so you can harvest the moments while you wait and you go for it all. Can't make this up, could I? Oh, what a sentence. Makes you go, So you might have to rewatch that video a couple times to get that. So is it, oh, you're, yeah, wasn't that awesome, Veronica? Thank you. So anybody else would like a card? I would love to do another oracle card reading, and I will do one for just this moment in our world, because we're coming down into 5 o'clock. So I'm going to do one of these cards since nobody has chimed in. Thank you, Veronica, for wanting to have a card reading. Boy, that was a dumping moment, wasn't it? That this is a card for everyone. So, Lady of the Lake. Ooh, that's actually the picture of the card. So, Lady of the Lake. Absolute truth, courage, self-respect, responsibility, and it's the 8 card. So that's the infinity card. What is she doing? She's holding a staff. She's in the wind of change. She's in the wind, but she's standing strong. She's discerning her own empowerment. She has her sword, not a staff, but a sword. Okay, so I will read Lady of the Lake. So what number is that? 8 on 12, 8. Lady of the Lake. Lady of the Lake represents a highest order of respect for yourself and the manner in which you operate within the world around you. She is the harshest element of truth, where denial is swept away by the tidal wave of events. In the ancient lands of Avalon, the Lady of the Lake presents Merlin with the sword of truth, which has been claimed by Arthur, who becomes High King of Britain. The magic that welded this metal was fired from the will of the goddesses. Consequently, when the Lady of the Lake appears, she demands nothing short of total truth and integrity. She asks you to be mindful of all the signs and signals and omens that present themselves to you. This is not the time to second guess. If a sign appears, be assumed that it is a challenge has been presented. Move forward without acknowledgement of the challenge will result in unnecessary difficulties. If the signal is to move, she pushes you to act. Do so. The victory is immediate. Regardless of the question, the message is to take care when the Lady of the Lake appears. As seriously, business is at stake. The lady reminds you that your personal responsibility in shaping your reality is consequences. Seek the sword of truth within yourself, and great success will be yours. Have courage, and when the lady appears, the strength of Avalon is behind you in support of your quest for wholeness and abundance. Wow. Isn't that amazing that Lady of the Lake has come up? And I can tell you that that the Lady of the Lake came, and then the message, well, you know what I got now that I resonate with this is that I saw a ladybug on a light above my head. She was on the, it was on the outer side of it. And I took it, put it outside, put it on a piece of moss, but the light was off, but it was on a light. So the ladybug, which I'm going to look up more definition of ladybug, was on a light, but it was off. So it's not time to totally turn on. And then I had a wonderful conversation with a very dear friend, and she actually gave me opening to new knowings with Natasha for a new podcast name. A light that is not on. So it's not totally time to turn it on, but it was time to present it into the light. Makes you go, Boy, there's a lot of things in life making you go, lately. Sometimes they don't make sense. Sometimes a little bit off. But, you know, it's all about blessings, right? So with this journey, I want you to remember that as coming back to why I did the show today, as you're walking into the vibrations of the new, and there's new vibrations that are bothering you, and your ears are bothering you, there's just things that are just not feeling quite right, and you're feeling these new, like, oh, that person's carrying a lot of ickiness with them. Oh, this person is a lot of joy. You're sensing a lot. Your senses are a lot differently. Remembering that it's okay to discern what you like and what you don't like. You can also, like for me, I've been putting, you know, little pieces of cloth in my ears so the vibration doesn't get in all the way. Because sometimes you have to do something physical for something physical. Also, aligning to the energies of the now. When we align to the energies of the now, that can help us. And also remembering to discern out, this is yours, not yours. This is yours. I am me. You are you. I am me. You are you. I am me. You are you. I know that the night when my friend and I went dancing, and she was, usually she feels spirits around her, but she doesn't hear them and see them. She was hearing them and seeing them. And she couldn't discern out what she was hearing in her head of the spirits around her and discerning out what the 3D people around her were saying. And so what I told her was that mantra. What's theirs is there. They are them, you are you. They are them, you are you. And as simple as that was, she goes, oh, it is calmer around me. So believe that the Lady of Lake is with you, bringing you some of the truths. Now remember, my truth is my truth. What I present is a truth that maybe can support you in your life's journey. So find your truths. Discern out what fits you and what doesn't fit you. And if it doesn't quite fit you, remembering that the answers aren't always right now for you. But start picking them out. Start getting them in. Start getting the information in. So when it's time to jump, then you know that you can leap. May you have blessings. Regan Forreston will be on next week with me. I'm not too sure yet what we're going to talk about, but I'm looking forward to his journey. So I will not be on Instagram. I will be on my YouTube channel and also on Facebook and X. Remembering now that as we're going into this new understanding of my website or my podcast changing its name, that I'm probably going to do that either at the end of the month or do it at the beginning of April here. Make the final decision that as we're going forward, that my YouTube channel is going to be changing up. I'm going to be doing platforms so that if there's something dealing with the planets, I'll put those videos in there. Also, my YouTube channel is going to be getting a little bonusness to it. So as I post on all my platforms, the same thing, my YouTube channel, I've been able to go, you're more than welcome. I'm just so grateful you're here, sweetie. I miss you guys so much. That going into this story that my YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC, is going to have some bonus videos. I've been going live just through YouTube for just a few minutes. I've been doing some different platforms there. So if you would like to, please subscribe. So that you can see a little bit more of what I'm doing there. I've finally hit over 1,000 subscribers. I'm so grateful for that, so I can reach more people to hopefully help them. Blessings to you on your journey, and remembering that love can heal, but it starts with yourself. So surround yourself with love, that rainbow of love, great way of protecting yourself from the energies and the beings around you to discern a little bit more, tough love. Yes. Oh gosh, I miss you. We got to get together and see each other. Canada is only just a little bit away, right? Canada is just a little bit away. And I'm going to tell you that, the help that you gave, the two of us are doing, you'll understand the story. The two of us are doing amazing. Amazing. Love you guys. Love everybody. May you find joy in your life. See you on short little videos, and also see you next week with Regan Forreston on YouTube, Facebook, and X. Have a blessed week. Have a blessed life. Have a blessed knowings. Bye now.